You know, I gotta give credit where credit is due. Brooke.
Yeah?
You've really changed my life.
Oh, that's really nice.
Like, ever since I started working on this show,
yeah.
I've learned a lot about relationships and how not to treat people.
Okay.
So thank you for that. I've learned so many lessons, and I'm a better lover for it, so I appreciate that.
I think what you mean is I'm a very kind person, and I like to treat others like I would like to be treated, is what you mean, right?
Sure, yeah.
Theoretically.
We discovered relationships are tricky, especially when you've been dating for a while, like one of our listeners, Ethan, who's been with his girlfriend for, says in his email, about a year.
Okay,
but
cool.
You realize in relationships that you have to maneuver around certain obstacles and tricky parts, which coincidentally is what I put in my latest Craigslist ad.
Oh.
Who wants to maneuver around my tricky parts?
Yes.
Enough about my tricky parts, though. Okay. Let's talk about Ethan's tricky parts.
You need a special mechanic for that.
Yeah. Ethan, what's the name of your tricky part?
No.
Your girlfriend, I mean.
I don't think she'd like to be called that, but her name's Gianna.
Oh, okay.
Fiona.
No.
It's a better name for her.
Gianna.
Oh, Gianna?
Yeah, Gianna.
Oh, sorry.
Gianna. Okay, Gianna.
And it's a tricky part.
What's going on with you and Gianna?
Well, I want to say first off, she's awesome. She's the best girlfriend. We have a lot of fun together.
That's great.
Yeah,
our relationship is super solid. And there is just one little snag.
Got so many deep breaths in that.
Okay, you can do this.
Yeah, but what's going on?
Yeah, what's the issue?
Well, she can be a little emotional.
Okay.
I am also very emotional.
Well, yeah, I love that about her. I mean, she has a big heart and she's super caring. But the emotion turns into crying a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also feel you.
Yeah.
All right.
I get that.
Like when she's sad, but also when she's happy and when she's excitable. She just cries all the time.
Yep.
But
when she's angry,
she's
frustrated. It's not her fault. Literally, it is so frustrating. I'm not even lying. It's so frustrating as someone who cries at everything because your message gets lost to people. Like, I'm screaming at you and I'm crying and you think I'm sad. I'm not sad. I'm mad.
Yeah, it's hard to read, but
it's an issue.
Okay, so she's a crier. And why is that an issue for you?
I don't want to change that about her, but it does make me uncomfortable. So then I kind of just give in.
So wait, that's not about her, though. That's about you, man.
Well, no, it's about her because I think she knows that about me. So she kind of manipulates me into doing what she wants because she knows I don't want to see her cry.
Sometimes you think she cries on purpose in order to win an argument?
Look, you said that, not me.
Okay.
Okay, so if you know this, then why can't you just stay strong enough and not give in if it's so important to you?
I really try, but that's kind of why I'm on here. I need your guys' help because I have to tell her something, and I just need to stand my ground. But I either need your guys' advice on how to do that, or I don't know, maybe you can do it for me?
I see. So there's some sort of argument that you see pending and you want our help with it.
Let's have Brooke deliver the news because she can cry and then offset the other cry. And they'll both cry and she won't know how to react.
See, I think that's when I usually end relationships is once they catch on that I cry all the time. So they don't feel bad anymore. And I'm like, come on.
Well, we're done.
What do you have to tell her?
It's nothing that crazy, but it's my buddy Abby's birthday. And it's a huge birthday. And we're doing a guy's weekend, which I really, really want to go to, but I've missed the last three guys' weekends because she doesn't want to be home alone.
Oh, that's kind of weird and needy.
Brooke twisted.
Ouch, Brooke. It's his girlfriend.
Being home
alone is scary.
Dude, wait till you're 7 years into a relationship. She will want you gone.
She's like,
every weekend.
Myself?
Yeah, exactly. Plan more of those things.
No, wait. Let me defend her, though, because she's been cheated on, and her ex-boyfriend would always go out of town. So it's kind of this, trigger for her.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's not healthy to, she's got to work through not bringing those issues into your guys' relationship.
Well, maybe there's a way that we can help him deliver that message when they're having that conversation. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, that would be awesome because I do want to go, but I also don't want to I don't want to hurt her feelings. Yeah.
So this is kind of weird for me, but you think that she's going to cry when you tell her that you just want to go hang out with your buddies for the weekend?
Well, yeah, I think how it's going to go is I'm going to tell her and then she's going to say that she's going to get lonely and then she's going to start crying and say that I don't love her and then she's going to try to back out and then I just give in.
It's a a lot of red flags there, but we'll move past that. Okay, we'll just keep going. Just keep trudging forward.
Is there any way you could secretly bring your girlfriend along and like stash her in a different room, maybe in a suitcase, and just visit her from time to time?
You'll hear her crying.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, so you're looking for advice on how to say this without making her cry.
Yeah, and I just want to say for the record, like, I know this sounds just kind of really unhealthy. I just know what it does to me, so I want to move forward and do what I want while respecting her.
Well, sure. But, like, you know, at some point in your relationship, she's going to want to have a girls' weekend. I mean, she's got to be able to understand your like, not that I think that you need her permission to go anywhere. There's a lot of things here.
Okay, Brooke, one step at a time here. We're just trying to get him to a guy's weekend. All right? I know Brooke wants to change your girlfriend and everything about who she is.
No, I just want them to be in a trusting relationship, but I don't know if it's possible.
Yeah, that's like a 17-step process, Brooke. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And that means we're going to have to put you on hold, Ethan, okay? So when you're away from us, I don't want you to, like, leave, okay?
No.
Like, don't hang up, because we're going to come back.
And don't cheat on us and call another show, okay?
Don't. We're going to play a song. We're going to be back, and we'll give you advice. And you can take it if you want to, and then we're going to call your girlfriend, and you're going to make your Awkward Tuesday phone call,
pull
okay?
it together,
I
Jeffrey.
Can't.
You guys are messed up. I don't know if this is the best idea, but I'm down.
It's not. It's a terrible idea. Yeah. We're doing it anyway.
Too late. We'll do it right after this.